The Gulf Citrus Growers Association wants to know what consumers in the Gulf region think about the area's agricultural industry and how consumer opinions can be improved. The Citrus Association is working with the University of Florida IFAS's Center for Public Issues Education. Center Director Tracy Arani discusses the effort in this interview. The Gulf Citrus Growers Association contracted with you. Tell me what's going on there.
We've been working with the Gulf Citrus Growers Association to develop a project that is aimed at getting some information from consumers in the five-county area about what they think about agriculture and food production in this five-county region. We're interested in knowing how to improve their opinions about the industry and also some messages that might be effective in informing and communicating about what these industries do. So we've conducted a survey that went out to residents in the five-county area, and we got 540 responses, and we presented results of that survey, and the results are being used to help us develop some questions for some focus groups that we'll be conducting, six of them, and we'll be looking at testing specific messages that come from the results of the survey to try to get a sense of what might be most effective in making a stronger connection between the industry and the members of the public who live in the five-county area.
There was generally a feeling among most of your respondents agriculture is important, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yes, the great majority of our respondents felt the industry was important. They understood that it had an economic component, that was impactful to the region. They were also fairly favorably disposed from an attitude standpoint. Their attitudes were fairly favorable. They were particularly interested in the importance of the industry with respect to things like quality, economic impact, and the variety of things that are produced here.
And they indicated one of the best ways to get the message out, I believe, was through broadcast media.
Yes, that's correct. The majority of respondents felt that broadcast media would be one of the most effective ways of getting the message out, which makes sense because broadcast media can reach a lot of people. They also thought that print, particularly print placed in places that were convenient to them when they were thinking about food purchases, like grocery stores, supermarkets, retail outlets, but also in the schools, was also a good way to reach them.
And you noted broadcast buying time can be expensive, but there are ways you can get on broadcast, like through public relations. Tell us about that.
Yes. Broadcast is the most expensive of mass media, but the most has the highest reach. But there are ways through public relations efforts to use broadcast media in a campaign. We call that earned media, where you make an effort to try to convey something that's newsworthy to the news outlets and hopefully work with them on putting together good stories about the industry and the people in the industry. And I think that could be very effective here, because there are some great stories and there's some great producers, some great folks who have been doing a lot of good things in the community, and there is so much agriculture here. So I think the story is very newsworthy. Just the economic impact in the five-county region alone is something that I think a lot more people would like to know about. So I think public relations represents a good opportunity to develop an integrated campaign. An integrated campaign would include public relations and also for paid media, and even some online media as well. And online communication was something that respondents in this study said they thought would be a good way to communicate with them as well.
Gulf Citrus, why are they doing this for all ag instead of just for citrus?
Well, I think that is for a couple reasons. I think the association has always had a strong sense that they're representing the industry as a whole, and many of the folks who are in the organization grow and produce other things besides citrus. They also have a very strong associate member group, and so they've always been more than just citrus in and of itself. But I think they also feel a sense, in my working with them, I would say it's my opinion, they really really feel a sense of responsibility and a sense of investment in the industry generally. Ron talked today about the importance of having the industry bond together and unite together if we're going to achieve some goals of connecting the public more effectively with the industry. And I think they really believe in that, and I think that's very important.
I have no more questions unless do you have anything you'd like to add about this whole topic?
Well, I think it's a unique opportunity. This is one of the first opportunities that I've seen where regional elements of the agricultural industry have gotten together and have decided to make an investment in improving communications. I'll be interested to see how this all develops, and we're pretty excited about it, and see this as kind of a case study of what can be done in other areas and other communities and other parts of the industry in the state.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.